Blog Talk Radio.
All right, people, I'm back. I am back, people. I lost the connection here, but I need to finish this. This is part two of what I was just talking to you about an hour ago, 45 minutes ago. This is part two. The title of this broadcast is Who Will Survive the Great Deluge of the God of Israel? Audio number two, people. Still had some more things that I needed to say to you before I got disconnected. So that's why I came back to finish this, where I left off at, people. As I was telling you earlier about the great deluge back in the days of Noah. And this is prophetic power of truth. And I am your host, Elisheba. I am the prophet of the God Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, the God of the Hebrew kingdom. So I was talking to you people earlier about the great deluge in the days of Noah, how Noah and his family were saved with the ark, and all the rest of the people, they drowned and died right there in the water. So as I was saying to you, prophetically speaking to you again, people, we are at that time and we're at that hour, that water, the water, I feel lots of water is going to cover most of the earth. I'm not going to say all, most of the earth. Because we know from the Bible said the earth will be destroyed this time with fire. So it won't just be water, it'll be fire too. But back in Noah's days, it was just water. Because it repented, Genesis 6, it repented God's heart, Ahayah, the God of Israel's heart, that he had made man. And he said, I will destroy man who I have created. So again, I'm here as his prophet to tell you about that destruction that the God of Israel is talking about in the book of Genesis. And even the Son of God again said it would be like the days of Noah in the New Testament when the Son of God shall return. And we know from reading the scriptures, a lot of things was going on in the days of Noah that God hated the people in the earth. He hated them. I mean, he hated them so bad that he killed all of them. See, I'm talking about the God of Israel. I'm not talking about no Jesus and Buddha and all them gods you believe in. Because everybody but Noah and his family. That's how much he despised and he hated what he had created, which is man. And today we are right back at that same time, that same hour, and that same situation that have hit this earth. Be right back there, people. We at the very front door of the ark. Listen to me. I'm speaking to you prophetically, what I know and what I'm hearing. We are at the very front door of the ark. I'm not talking about the Ark of the Covenant, the law. I'm talking about Noah's ark, the ark that it took Noah and his sons to build 120 years. When he prophesied and he spoke to all wicked and evil and rebellious and nasty and evil, wicked, stubborn people for 120 years and turn away from all their gods and all their ways, and all the things that they was doing to the God of Israel to hurt him. But they didn't listen to Noah, like you people not listening to me. I told you in 2019, millions was going to die in 2020. That's what the God of Israel, Ahiah, told me to tell you. And that's exactly what happened with COVID-19. So I'm not here to play with you, okay? I'm not here to play with you. I'm not here to tell you nothing to make you feel good. I'm not here to make you feel pretty and make you feel like you're doing the right thing, because you're not doing the right thing, people. And that's why you have made the God of Israel very, very, very angry. And before destruction hit, before all blown out destruction hit, the God of Israel, he's such a merciful God and a wonderful God when he want to be. But he have another side to him, okay, that you don't know nothing about and you haven't been taught about. So before all hell break loose and all destruction hit, where nobody can stop it, you, your mama, daddy, Jesus, whoever you pass, nobody can stop. He always sent his prophet, or prophetess, which is me, because I'm a woman. I'm his prophet, okay? He always sent his prophet to warn you and me and everybody else before destruction hit. That's why he told Noah, go ahead, Noah, tell these people what's going to happen to them, Noah. I'm giving them a chance to be saved. I'm giving them a chance, but not one person. Y'all hear me, people? Can y'all hear me loud and clear? Can you hear the God of Israel? Not one person repented for their evil and wicked sins. One person. It was only Noah, his family, and the animals that went in the ark. No one else would listen. Why? I'm just painting a picture right now before I go into scriptures. Guest call in number 661-244-9831. If you would like to call in, you can do so. Say whatever you want to say, make appointment, statement, whatever you want, Bible verse, it doesn't matter to me. So we're back at that door of the ark. We're back at the very door of the ark. That's why you see all the water. That's why you see Pakistan right now. South Asia, one third of Pakistan is under the water. Under one third of that city, or country, or whatever you have it to be, is under the water. South Asia. See, the God of Israel ain't playing with us people. He's not playing with us no more. Playtime is over. Play games is over. Everything is over. Everything is over. And I know that's hard for you to believe, because you've been taught lies by your bishops and your leaders and your elders and all kind of people that the government is doing everything. That's what the Hebrew Israelites teach. They teach that the government is doing everything. The government, that's the media. The government and the media. That's all they talk about. Then you got the Christian church. They saying God's going to send you, Jesus going to save you, Jesus going to help you, all this kind of stuff. Then you got Buddha and them, Hindu God. Well, if Buddha could save them, why is Pakistan over there in India under the water, one third of it? Buddha not real, people. Witchcraft not real. Your sorcery not real. None of it is real. It's just some delusions that the God of this world is using you foolish, stupid witches and warlocks to deceive you, to make you believe that you got some power or some magic. Yeah, whatever. It might, it's evil power. But it can't do nothing with the God of Israel and his people, the remnant. It won't be able to stop them. So I'm going to go into what I need to show you right now. I've been telling you people, God of Israel, been telling you and warning you. I don't know what the number is in Pakistan. So many children, they died. The last I heard, it was over 1,000 and some people they found. They still was looking. What you feel, people, 1/3 of Pakistan is underwater. How many people you think is dead? I told y'all 3 months, many will die. That's what the God of Israel told me to tell you. Get ready and prepare yourselves 3 months ago. I made audio 3 to 4 months ago. Go back into my archives to prepare people, to prepare. Many would die, he said, lots. The earth is old, he said. The earth is full of sin. Just like the days of Noah. And that's why you had a great deluge then, and you're going to have a great deluge now. And it's already happened. And no one can stop. The God. Yeah, I know Queen Elizabeth just died, and they got all that in the news and all of that's going on. Yeah. Yes. A lot of people dying right now. Young, old, middle age. All kind of people is leaving this world and this earth. He told me that 3 months ago. The earth is old. They have polluted the earth. That's why he took it down in the days of Noah, because they polluted it with all their rituals and all their sacrificing and all their burning candles to their gods and calling on their God's name and having seances, all the witches and the warlocks and, yeah, and all the homosexuals having orgies and, yeah, and all kind of stuff was going on in the days of Noah. Freaks. That's what you call them, freaks. They was freaks, just like they got freaks. Guess what? And it's worse. Because the Bible said you worse than your ancestors. Noah is our ancestor. Back in his time, those was our ancestors. The Bible say we worse. So guess what? You had freaks back then. It's beyond freaks now. They got clones. They got dogs that you can have sex with. They got angel dogs they don't make with angel wings mimicking the God of Israel, angels, the sons of God up in the heavenly realm. They mimicking and mocking, making dogs that you can have sex with. Oh, my God. This is so much, man. Roblox. Clones, all kind of stuff these people are doing. They worse than the days of Noah. Now, if he killed all of those people back in Noah's day, but you know what? He said it in the Bible. You know what, Noah? I'm not going to kill everybody. I'm not going to kill everybody ever again like I did in your day and time. I'm going to have me a remnant. I'm going to have me a people left that can live in the New Jerusalem, in the holy city, when it comes down from God to sit on Mount Zion over there in Africa. Jerusalem, Israel. So I'm going to have my people, Lord. I'm not going to destroy everybody like I did. But everybody in Noah day left here except for Noah because he's righteous. So let's talk about right now. Let me read Psalms 104. Psalms 104. My God, the God of Israel have used me to say so many things to you people, but you just don't believe, and you don't see, you don't understand, and you don't care, just like the people in Noah day. They just didn't care. They were so happy with their life. They were so happy doing what they was doing. They were so satisfied calling on all kind of gods and serving their idols, just like you people today, but only you worship. Psalms 104. Who will survive? Who, the great deluge of the God of Israel, is wrath. Psalms 104. 104. Let's pick it up at verse 1. Give me 1 minute. Yes, Steve. I'm out for stuff now. All that. Playing around. All that playing around, people. Yes. Let's read Psalms 18:4. Psalms 18:4. Let me show y'all the real God, the God of Okay, people. I'm back. Let's pick it up right here, people. Let's pick it up right here. I'm going to pick up the book of the Apocrypha. If you don't understand what the Apocrypha is, let me spell it for you, people that don't understand what it is. It's A-P-O-C-R-Y-P-H-A. It's called the Apocrypha. It's one of the books that was took out of the Hebrew records, or the Hebrew scrolls. It was back there between the Old Testament and the Tanakh. For the Romans and the Masoretes and the Jesuits and all of these people that translated our Hebrew scrolls into what we have today, they took the Apocrypha out of the King James Version Bible way back in the 14th and the 15th century when they beheaded King James. They took the Apocrypha out because they don't want you to see what's in it. That's the reason they took it out. So I'm going to go into the book of the Apocrypha right now. See, the King James Version Bible is just summaries. Those are not the Hebrew records. They're not the scroll. They're just summaries of the Hebrew scrolls. Very little short portions, what they translated and gave us to read. Why? Because they don't want you to know the God of Israel. And they don't want you to know what the God of Israel want you to do and want you to know to survive the great deluge. Deluge means floods. When you look it up in the definition, deluge means floods of water. Floods of water. So I'm going to read just to talk about Pakistan right now, Asia. I'm going to read 2nd Ezra, chapter 15. Verse 46. 2nd Ezra in your Apocrypha, King James Version Bible. Apocrypha is the Bible, okay? We took it out. 2nd Ezra 15, starting at verse 46 through 60. I just read a news article. They got thousands of people around the queen right now, Queen Elizabeth. Queen Elizabeth just died. Over thousands of people. And are the glory of a person. Asia, India, and thy Asia, the God of Israel is talking about right here, that are partaker of the hope of Babylon. Babylon is ancient Iraq and modern America. That's Babylon. The whole is in Babylon. Back in Babylon, Iraq. Babylon was the of God. Back in Abraham, they love all that evil. They love all kinds of God. Came from Babylon. But he a Hebrew. He was born somewhere don't mean that you those people where he was born. He was born in Babylon, ancient Babylon. His daddy was a servant up under Nimrod, the king of Babylon. Yes. Had all kind of gods back then. In modern day Babylon, which is America, have all kind of gods too, just like ancient Babylon. But age of hope is in Babylon. She want to be just like America. But look at her now. Look at her now with one third of Pakistan underwater. And they said the flood is going even farther in other parts of Asia. They cannot understand it. In history of a man's life. High Asia, that are partaker of the hope of Babylon and are the glory of her person. Of her person. You want to look like her. You want to be like her. You want to dress like her. You want to depend on her. You want to put all your trust in her, America, modern day Babylon. You glory in her. You suck up in her. Yeah. Verse 47. A second edge of 15. Woe be unto thee. God just said, woe be unto thee. Hey, watch out, Asia. Watch out, Asia. Woe be unto thee. Thy wretch. Thy wretch. The God of Asia. And they serve all kind of statues that wretch. Make yourself like Babylon. I never told you to do that, eh? J-Fat, J-Fat, one of Noah's sons. Noah had three sons. One of them was J-Fat. Aja, agents, are J-Fat children in the earth. The agents, the Iranians, the Chinese, the Japanese, children in the earth. But the God of you said, woe unto you, Gentiles, the God of Israel, separated all the sons of Noah to create multitudes and nations of people in the earth. Shem brought forth the children of Israel, the gods. Japheth brought forth the Asians, the Koreans, the Iranians, all of them, Chinese and all of them. Okay? Then you have Ham. Ham brought forth the Africans, the Cushites, Hamites, Ethiopians, Egyptians. They are all Hamites, Africans.